Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respected friends and brothers, we have been receiving a lot of posts on our telephones via social media with regard to what the various masajid are doing in the face of the coronavirus in terms of prevention and so forth. So a lot of brothers have been asking for the past 2 days, what are we doing here at Middleburg Muslim Jamaat? So because we did not have our meeting, we needed to have a proper focused meeting, an informed decision had to be made. Alhamdulillah, after that we consulted with the ulama, our local as well as senior expert from out of town and other ulama, as well as medical people, biologists and virologists and all of them, listened to different views, and alhamdulillah we came up with our own plan. So because the people who are asking, we thought the best time to put this ilan is the time of Maghrib Salah, because we have a very good crowd here, and today will be the last so large Maghrib gathering in this masjid, as you will hear after you hear what plans we have put into place. So thank the brothers for coming, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put khair in our decision. We know that they have lots of views. You must remember in the Sharia is very flexible, very open, alhamdulillah, it is very broad, and it provides solutions for all times, for all kinds of situations. So in the past also there had been lots of situations where certain emergency measures had to be taken, and alhamdulillah, our ulama and our muftis have directed and guided us once more what are the best steps to be taken here. So please be fully comforted that whatever we are going to do, whatever measures have been decided and what will be decided, depending on the situation, is very fluid. Anytime anything can happen, we'll review and then inshallah we'll again make an announcement. But whatever it is, alhamdulillah, it has been done with a lot of reflection and with a lot of thought. So first of all, we must remember that the announcement was made by the government on Sunday night that no gathering exceeding 100 people will be accepted. It is prohibited to have such a gathering. So in keeping with the government regulation, first of all, what is intended through that is that minimize social contact, what they are calling social distancing, as well as to ensure that the places are kept clean and there isn't any form of contamination. Therefore, we find that these steps have been announced by the government and we are actually adhering to that, as well as we are keeping in mind the welfare of our community and the Muslim Ummah at large. And if we don't do this, Allah nakare, it mustn't happen, something happens, and then it mustn't be said the Muslim community of Middleburg was responsible for whatever it was. We just heard, for example, there's an ijtima out here in Malaysia, and unfortunately, innocent people were there, and some people left the country and they went away and they were affected. So we have to take whatever precautions. Yes, we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, whatever Allah ta'ala wills is going to happen, and therefore we keep that in mind also. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tie the camel and then place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected friends and brothers, having said that, what we are going to appeal from our brothers in the face or in the spirit of unity and understanding. Please, we need everybody's cooperation and everybody's dedication in this particular matter. We don't want to impose on anybody. We don't want to oppress anybody. We don't want to undermine or humiliate anybody when these steps are being put into place. So sometimes it mustn't happen that somebody, you know, feels that why are you telling me this and who are you to tell me that? Please, my brothers, we don't need that. We are not for all of that here. We want to keep it as united as possible. So let us not have attitude. Let us try to be humble in whatever is going to be put forward. Inshallah, Allah will put khair in this unity that we have with us. This is something we can't afford, and we don't want to have any kind of fatalities later on. And we must also remember that, as we have been following the various news items, the more concern is with regard to this thing spreading. So if a lot of people from different areas, for example, come here, and then what if somebody gets contaminated or gets affected, then what will happen is they will go out in different areas and the spread can go very fast. So in order to contain and control the spread, these particular steps are being put into place. So first of all, let us look at the Jummah Salat. What we have decided after having made Mashura is there are going to be two Jummah Salats in this masjid, two Jummah Salats in the town masjid, and an additional venue has been opened up at the Muslim school upstairs, Jamal Khana, two Jummah Salats there. So that gives us six Jummah Salats. There will be an additional Jummah Salah at Arbi and Osman's offices there for those people who are working in the mall area. And the one Jummah that is going to be still taking place in Mshluzi. So that makes it 8 Jummahs. And Middleburg, alhamdulillah, the Jummahs all come from here, so we have more Jummahs, so alhamdulillah, it's good. So now the times of the Jummah Salat, my brothers, that's very important. You must keep in mind, first of all, that the first Jummah that is going to take place, the khutbah, or rather azan for the first Jummah in this masjid, in town masjid, as well as at the school, is going to be at 12:15. And then the khutbah will start. So the azan will be given at 12:15, and the khutbah will start at 12:25. This will be the shortest khutbah you've ever heard in your life, faster than you can say Jack Robinson, very quick. And then we are going to read the salah, also very fast, short namaz, a proper namaz, inshallah. And after that, everybody is requested to please empty out the masjid. Nobody must read sunnahs in the masjid. Now that is, somebody will say, who are you to tell me? We're telling you that for the reason. Even the, before the salah, if you can read your sunnahs at home, we'll appreciate that. And also make wudu at home. The wudu khana, we don't want to close it down totally because there might be outsiders, people working. They won't have anywhere else to go, so we have to look at that also, provide that facility. But try and make wudu at home. Try and read our sunnahs before and after at the house, inshallah. So that when the next group comes in, the next Jummah will start at our normal Jummah time. Our normal Jummah time here is normally the khutbah starts at 12:55, at 5 to 1. So that's when the second khutbah, well, the second Jummah will start and the azan will be given out. And from that point onwards, then the, again, short khutbah and a short salah will take place. And this is going to be the practice in both the masjids. So if somebody comes here and the one Jummah has started, we don't have to stress, you just wait, inshallah, be here, but patience. We're going to require a lot of patience and tolerance in these few days. And Allah Ta'ala will reward us and put khair, inshallah. Then we wait for the second Jummah to start, and inshallah, we can make it. So this will be the practice in this masjid, as well as at the Muslim school, and as well as in the town masjid. Here, the Jummahs are going to be performed. The first one will be in the first section. The second one will be in the second section. Somewhere there, we'll decide, we'll demarcate an area. The same that is going to happen in the school, we've got the ladies section and the male section. So the first Jummah will be in the front section, and the second one will be at the back. Inshallah, ulama, Allah reward, all of them will all be available. You won't be having any lectures. For those people who sleep during the lecture, sorry, you must have no sleeping time. The same is going to happen in town, but town masjid we can't demarcate because the masjid is very small, so inshallah we'll try and have it in the best possible way there. And then the one at RV and Osman, the azan will be at 12:25. So those who are working in that area, you may go there, and the same with Mshluzi time will remain the same. That is as far as the Jummah Salats go. Then, my respected friends and brothers, all the other namaz, Fajr, Zuhar, and Asr will remain same. Maghrib and Isha every day will also be performed at the school. Now, you see, if everybody will want to be here and someone will want to be in school, so we don't want to have this difficulty, so we have made up zones. We've subdivided the whole community, and we have said zone one, for example, is Arafat Street, Kashmir Street, Medina Street. All those people, we request you, if you are in that area, go and read Salah in the masjid there, in the school area. Then zone two, for example, is Ajmer Street and this side, Aligarh Street and whatever. So all these zones, inshallah, have been already made up, and we are going to send it to you by WhatsApp. So each one see in which zone he is, and according to that. Why we've done the zones is because it gives us fair average amount of numbers that are spread out so that we do not have this 100 gathering anywhere. That's very, very important. So the gatherings are much minimized. So try and stick to your zone and try and read Salah for Maghrib and Isha, as well as for Jummah, according to the zones that have been allocated to. Inshallah, the WhatsApp is going to go out just now. And according to that, then inshallah, we will read our Salah in those places. The duration time from now in all Faraz Namazes is going to be 10 minutes. In other words, after Azan, 10 minutes after Azan, the Jamaat is going to start. And all the ulama have instructed us also that our Salats are going to be very, very short because we want to have minimum contact so that less contact, less risk, we want to lessen the risk. So that is the first thing. Like we mentioned, read our sunnahs at home. Please, my respected friends and brothers, try and abide by that. There's only going to be one Maghrib, but nevertheless, let us not mull around. Jummah time, the parking lot is also going to be closed up so that we don't have congestion when the one group is going out and the other group is coming. The second group that comes in, remember, we're only going to start at 5:02. So you can be here by about 10:02, and then inshallah you can enter. By that time, the first group will be out from here. As far as those people who are suffering from any kind of symptoms, or those who are very elderly and suffering from, you know, underlying chronic conditions, as well as the very small children under 8 years and below. We request that rather you reach Salah at home. That is a very important thing, because this group which I mentioned are very susceptible to picking it up. So for our own safety, we request that you remain there. Also, there are going to be no more lectures, like I mentioned, Juma lecture, even just after Maghrib Hadith will not take place, and the Tafsir is also not going to take all programs, the Wednesday program, the Tazkiyah and the Zikr program, also not going to take place, as well as the Mi'raj night. There is going to be no program, and the big night of Laylatul Bara'a, 15 Shaban, also there are going to be no programs. 15 Shaban is a big night, so we can sit at home and make more ibadat instead of sitting and listening to a lecture. And masjid will be closed after Salah. Every time the masjid will open 15 minutes before a Salah time. So we don't want people coming out of namaz times and contaminating. You will find there are going to be certain steps taken here also, in as far as what we call the hygiene protocol is concerned. They are going to be sanitizing, and we have put all that into place. So once people leave, the place will be sanitized. Then the next group will come in after they leave again. It's going to be sanitized. It's going to take place in all three venues, inshallah. And like I mentioned, the position is as it stands. It is what I have mentioned now. Allah must not let it happen. But if it gets worse and situation can change, we just see how sometimes, you know, the numbers just jump and it is there. It was not there. Suddenly it is in that place. So if there is a need, then we will obviously resort to other measures, whatever is needed at that time, with mashura and with the guidance of the ulama, inshallah. Jazakumullah. So this thing will start from tomorrow. This two maghrib namazes in the school, inshallah.